Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for your great love that has moved heaven and earth to bring it here to us in Christ Jesus. And we thank you and we appreciate it. And we appreciate this wonderful word this morning as we take hold of these treasures that we have received as new creations in the kingdom in Christ, with our lives hid with you, Jesus, in the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 5, verse 8 and 9 from the RSV translation. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
Hallelujah. I like this. You know, they flow very much together. I mean, all these scriptures, all these great and precious promises, these great and precious truths flow together. But this morning's ones, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. What we can understand, you know, if we still had the old heart, we would be into, I'm different, I'm more beautiful, you know, and then you're measuring yourself by your family, your color, your nation. And so the big thing that had to happen when we woke up to that is not sufficient, that is not bringing about the mercies and the goodness of God, and we look to our God, then what does he do? He gives us his heart. Amen. The Bible says in that there, in the Old Testament, there were promises, I'll take out their heart of stone and I will give them a heart of flesh and I will give them a new spirit. And then in the New Covenant, you've got the wonderful fulfillment of that promises where he says, I'll circumcise your heart to serve the living God. So our heart is to serve the living God. And then that comes in. How do we serve the living God? Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. For they shall be called the sons of God. And then I think of the scripture, pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. So you're not going to see the Lord if you haven't got the right heart, you haven't been born again and received a new heart and a new spirit, and you're not going to see the Lord if you're not a peacemaker. So we need to understand that we have now peace with God through this great love of giving us new hearts. And Romans 5 verse 5 confirms that he pours his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And so with this new heart and with this new love and to be peacemakers, we need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And the footsteps of Jesus was God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. And you see, if we now children of God with the new heart, with this new love of God to be peacemakers, and we just listening to the news all the time, we will definitely not be peacemakers. We will be warmongers, and then they push a type of peace, but as meantime, it's to bring about the kingdom of darkness. So guys, it's so important to stay in tune, like we're doing morning by morning, and being refreshed by the love of God to go out there. And I love this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I think it's verse 14. Paul speaks about himself, and that's a wonderful example to follow, is Paul. And he says, the love of God constrains me, because I know one has died for all, therefore all have died to no longer live for themselves, but to live for him who died for them. So guys, be encouraged. We've been made new creations to be restored to God, have peace with God, and then now that we've got peace with God, how can we not have peace with the world? It's that peace that we have with God is that what we've got to bring out. We've got to share with this world so that they can come into this the glorious liberty of the children of God. So be blessed to know you have been blessed by God, and you've been blessed to bless others with this mighty love that has full provision for you and full provision for others. So we are ambassadors of this gospel of this goodness that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. So, yeah, be blessed to be a blessing and arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.